With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. A new fungus in Michigan is threatening the state's only venomous snake. The eastern Massasauga rattlesnake lives primarily in the lower third of Michigan in swamps and marshes. Snake fungal disease causes swelling, scabs, or wounds on the snake's skin, often leading to death. Dr. Jennifer Moore teaches biology at Grand Valley State University and has done research on the disease. She'll host a discussion on snake fungal disease Thursday night at Pierce Cedar Creek Institute in Hastings. Moore talked with WMUK's Rebecca Thiel.
Where have we seen snakes infected with snake fungal disease in Michigan, and how do we think it got here?
So the disease was first detected in a population up in Grayling in Michigan in 2013. And then last year, we sampled at two additional sites, at Pierce Cedar Creek Institute, which is where I do most of my work, and then at another site down in southwestern Michigan. And all three of those sites came up with eastern Massasauga rattlesnakes that were positive for the disease. Where did the disease come from? That's a very good question. We currently don't have a good idea of where this disease came from. It seems to have come, well, it was originally detected, I should say, in the east, the eastern U.S., in timber rattlesnakes. But we don't know. We don't know much about transmission. There have been cases of captive snakes, so snakes that, you know, were pets and also in zoos, showing a disease similar to this. So we think it could possibly be linked to the pet trade, but right now we don't know.
And there are at least, I believe, eight types of snakes that can get this disease and several more that can be harmed by the disease. Why are we so concerned about the eastern Massasauga rattlesnake specifically?
Yeah, so you're absolutely correct in saying that there have been a number of species now that have been that have tested positive for this disease, and that we've seen, you know, clinical signs of this disease. Many of those have been venomous snakes, so rattlesnakes and cottonmouths and copperheads, but also non-venomous snakes like our garter snakes that we see really commonly around here. Now, eastern Massasaugas are kind of a special snake. They're threatened or endangered in every state in which they occur, with the exception of Michigan, where they remain only as a species of special concern, which basically means that they're doing well or relatively well in Michigan compared to everywhere else throughout their range. And they're also a candidate species for listing under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. So we care a lot about these snakes. They have shown pretty remarkable declines for lots of different reasons. They're a primarily wetland inhabitant, so they've been affected strongly by habitat loss, environmental degradation, and then, you know, they were at one point persecuted because they were, you know, a venomous snake. So this disease now has just added a whole new threat to the threats that they're already facing. So we're trying to understand this disease basically and what kind of impact it might have on these populations, which we currently just really don't know.
And I'm sure many of our listeners are thinking, why would we want to save a venomous snake, especially the only venomous snake in Michigan?
You're right. It is the only venomous snake in Michigan. I get that question all the time. So these are, again, a wetland inhabitant, which means they're a really important part of a functioning wetland ecosystem. You know, any other animal that's out there, a bird, a mammal, each one of these animals plays an important role in that ecosystem. And we want to try and conserve each part of that puzzle to make sure that we have healthy, functioning ecosystems. So if we can bring attention to this species, being that it is a wetland species, that means more attention paid to wetlands, more conservation for that habitat. And then also, you know, rattlesnakes can provide some services to us as well. They eat things that we don't like to have around, like mice. And, you know, on another level, their venom has been extremely important in medical research and has produced some pretty important therapeutical pharmaceuticals for humans. Not necessarily Massasaugas, but rattlesnake venom in general.
That was Dr. Jennifer Moore, a biology professor and researcher at Grand Valley State University, talking to WMUK's Rebecca Thiel. Moore will host a discussion on snake fungal disease at Pierce Cedar Creek Institute in Hastings. The event takes place Thursday night at 7 o'clock. To hear a longer interview with more, visit our website, wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.